thanks to our Monday show sponsor, the Court Theatre. It's time for a wee Court Theatre chat. And today I've got someone new in the studio. I'm very excited to have the education manager. I didn't even know they had one of these. Ben into the studio. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
The education has already begun.
Yeah. I have been educated on the fact there is an education manager.
Absolutely.
So before we get into the nitty gritty of it all, how are you? How's Court Theatre going?
Fantastic. It's all go.
Great.
I mean, shows going on at the moment. Preparing for next year and moving into the new space in the central city, which has everyone excited, but means there's a lot of work to do.
I can imagine logistically there's a lot in that would entail a move into a new theatre.
Yes, extremely exciting, but you know, there's a lot. There's always something extra that you know that you haven't thought of that you need to get onto.
now, as education minister. Minister, jeez.
Aspirations, small steps.
That would be an interesting interview to be doing right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Quite the same.
Education manager. Are you excited for the new facilities? Is there good, is there ample opportunities for education in this new venue?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the things that is going to be extremely different in the new build.
Yeah, right, okay.
There's a dedicated education space well as other multi-use spaces that we'll be able to utilise for education, for engagement purposes and things like that. One of the biggest drawbacks of where we are at our temporary space at the moment was it was only supposed to be temporary.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not doesn't have those purpose-built facilities outside of the main stage theatre. So, yeah, getting into the new build, having dedicated education spaces with classes, all sorts of classes in mind for it, it's incredible. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm so bloody excited for that new building.
Yeah, me too. It'll actually make my life a lot easier because one of the biggest challenges at the moment is scheduling classes and
where
they can go with rehearsals going on and everything else happening in the theatre.
Mm.
Having a dedicated space, having other breakout spaces that we can utilise.
Yeah. Oh, you must be so excited. Yeah. Your job's about to get easier.
And production speak. You know, someone at work will be go, job's getting easier.
There are people listening right now who are like, oh, make your job hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's tough work. Really tough.
So I guess the big question I have for you before we dive in is, what do you as education manager do?
Right, so there's actually two parts to my title. It's education and outreach manager.
Oh, right. Okay.
Although that might be changing shortly, might be doing a little title change. Okay. Not to minister, but but education and engagement manager.
Yeah,
and
right.
So really my kind of purpose is to add to the theatre experience and give people opportunities to access our theatre in different ways.
Okay, right.
And so some of that is in learning aspects, becoming a better actor, or but also just engaging in the theatre in different ways other than just coming to see the show. So it might be finding like-minded people and kind of using theatre as a vehicle to explore other social issues or things like that.
Yeah, right.
And just to, you know, add to that wider Court Theatre community of people.
Okay. Oh, that's quite interesting.
In a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So how does one get into a role like that?
I don't know. I kind of stumbled. I kind of stumbled into it. I'd been I'm from Christchurch, but had been living overseas for nearly 14 years.
Oh, right.
And then came back and was kind of looking at I've traditionally been a teacher in secondary and primary, but was looking to do something a little bit different. I saw the Court Theatre were looking for teaching artists, so I knocked on their door and said, "Hey, I'm I'm not up to
what
much.
What a fun job.
And then that led to, me stepping into the role in the end. So, yeah, it was kind of right place, right time.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It must be, is it like, would you get a lot of joy out of a job like that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Can't speak for everyone.
It might not be for everyone because, you know, it does, every day's very different.
Mm,
and so you've got to be quite nimble. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of practical challenges to working in a big theatre.
So,
you know, you've got to be quite flexible. You've got to be a good team player and keep that eye on the kind of bigger vision of what we're kind of trying to achieve. Mm. So, yeah, but I love it. I think it's fantastic. We're seeing these young people, adults, all sorts of people come through the doors and find that passion for theatre that pretty everyone at the Court Theatre has. Well, I hope they have.
Yeah. It would be a hard place to work if you, like, hated theatre, I think.
It would be.
Like, what do you think of theatre? Oh, not really into it.
Yeah, not a big fan.
Now, I was told there are two upcoming Youth Company shows.
Yes.
Now You, JYC Me, and you'll have to clarify why that's called what it is. And the other one is She Kills Monsters.
Yes, absolutely.
So start wherever you want to start there.
Well, I'll start because it'll help to explain the JYC part.
Yeah, right.
So the Court Theatre, we have two youth companies. We're greedy like that.
Yeah,
not just one youth company. We've got two. Currently, they're open for people aged between 17 and 21.
Okay.
Both companies are auditioned for. So there's, you know, they have to do quite a bit of prep and work to get into these youth companies. But once they're in there, they receive an awful lot of support and a lot of access to industry professionals and things like that.
Cool,
so a great opportunity to build their skills and to check out if this is an industry they want to really dive into. So one of our youth companies is called JYC, which is Jester Youth Company. As a part of the Court Theatre, we've got the Court Jesters. It's kind of a breeding ground to hopefully find the next jester to join the ranks. So they create two shows throughout the year. So they're coming up to their first show, which is coming up on the 20th of June.
Now
You, JYC Me.
Which makes more sense now. Yes.
There's a few taglines with that. It's Now You, JYC Me, Now You Don't. Do You Believe in Magic? JYC Do. The Magic of Friendship.
Oh, my God.
And this is not a magic show, or is it? It could be. It's improv. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, Jesus. That was my next question, though, is I assume this is kind of a improv, a jestery-esque show.
Absolutely. If you've been along to see Scared Scriptless, it's along those lines. These guys have been working on different different formats of improv and learning that wider aspect of how to put on an improv show.
Yeah.
And this is their chance to kind of, their first opportunity to strut their stuff in front of the public, so...
Oh my God.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
It must be. Oh, that would be like big for them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, on the Court Theatre main stage. We might as well not do things by halves. But they're courageously led by one of our current court jester, Hannah McDougall.
Mm-hmm.
She does a fantastic job with these guys. So I've got full faith that it's going to be a very good time.
I won't be up there.
So
damn.
There's one selling point.
And now the other one is She Kills Monsters.
Yes, She Kills Monsters. So this is our court youth company. And their focus is more on you know, acting, being on the stage as an actor. Separate from the improv side of things. She Kills Monsters is their major production for this year. We have the wonderful Ben Freeth directing this production.
Cool,
he's been,
cool.
He's, you know, twisted the right arms, got a fantastic creative team.
If, wow, okay.
Did you see Something Rotten, our summer musical
yes,
over
I
there?
Yes, I did, yep. Indeed. Yes.
Fantastic costumes.
Yes, excellent yes. costumes.
So it's the same costume designer for... Oh. Something
say
rotten.
No more. As say in... no more.
Well, noticing the fashion for yourself,
thank
I thought
you.
That might be
thank
something.
You.
That, yeah. So yeah, Tina Hutchison Thomas oh, is involved
great.
With that.
Great.
So it's in our studio theatre, which gives them a lot more flexibility to really stage it how they would
yeah,
like
totally.
To.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I can believe that.
And She Kills Monsters is kind of this, it follows the main character named Agnes. She, it is a comedy. But mm-hmm. there's some, you know, there's some drama in there. She does
oh, nice,
right
nice.
At the beginning lose her parents and her younger sister. So, but that oof. Sends her on this journey to kind of try and connect with her sister that she wasn't very close to. She finds out she was a part of the Dungeons and Dragons world in her local community.
Oh, right.
And so then the play kind of goes between the real life and this fantasy Dungeons and Dragons world, following a quest that her sister had
yeah,
created.
Right, right.
So she learns more about her sister, finds out things that her sister was going through. It's quite a fun
that
adventure.
That sounds quite great, that one.
Yeah, it should really suit a lot of people. You don't have to be into Dungeons and Dragons to enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, right.
But it's got a real fantasy. There's lots happening in it. We've got stage combat. There's a lot of stage combat
ooh.
In there.
Oh, now that must be a lot that goes into that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean that's. Choreography basically isn't it
essentially yeah the same yeah, right. kind of things that you would consider if you were bringing a dance choreographer
yeah
in.
Yeah right
it really applies to the stage combat
oh I don't think yeah. I've ever seen like a fight in the court theatre play before.
Well, get ready. So our fight combat choreographers are Lizzie Tolomac and David Letterman. They've great people in the industry doing
yeah,
wonderful
cool.
things, so we're really glad to have them on board. We're puppets as well.
There's always something puppet related.
Gotta be puppets, yeah. Exactly. So it's like, it's really, the cool thing is, it's a play that really extends the people in it. So
brilliant
cool. for our youth company.
Great.
And we've really let our creatives loose to kind of, you know, see what you can do. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Should be
and
lots of fun.
I love that there's a real youth bend to the core theatre. I think that's really fun and exciting.
Yes.
When are both these shows on?
So the Jester Youth Company, now you JYC Me, that's coming up soon. That's on the 20th of June.
Oh, yeah.
It's at 9:30 p.m.
That is very soon, yes.
Yeah, very soon. So you can just get onto our website on the What's On page. They're there. There's a
lovely.
Really cool... kind of 80s, kind of cheesy family photo kind
oh,
of set up
okay.
for their,
nice.
Their shot. So you see these.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
The 80s,
pretty cool aesthetics.
Man, we took some weird photos.
Yeah, about it. And then She Kills Monsters, that's a little bit later in the year. So that's coming up, opens on the 20th of August. And that runs through to the 31st of August. So there's about 10 shows to come and see for that one.
I'd always say, oh, that's far away, but it'll snake up on us so quickly.
It comes around,
that. Yeah, so be mentally prepared for an audience.
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
Get on board.
Hey, well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. If there are kids out there or parents listening who know their kids would be interested, how can they kind of get involved with all this? Or at least, how can they get to the audition process?
So the audition process for the youth companies, we pop that on our website. There's a whole education page on our website. There's a tab for both youth companies, and just keep an eye on that. Our social media as well is a good place. We pop it up on there. And often, like if you're still at school, most of the drama teachers get information about it as well.
Yeah, right,
so
right, of course.
You can go through your teachers there. But probably the best place, stay tuned on our socials, get onto our website. website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Or flick us an email. You can either the box office or education at the Court Theatre, and we'll help you out.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you don't make it difficult, that's for sure.
We try not to.
No, no. Well, Ben, it's been lovely to chat to you this morning, and I think what you do is very, very cool. And it actually sounds like quite a fun job that I might come for one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, yeah. So be warned.
You're welcome anytime.
Ben, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. What's on the agenda this week?
This week? I haven't really thought my week through just yet. Classes are still on. We're gearing up for some of our improv classes, have showcases coming up.
Oh, lovely.
End of term showcases. Showings for a lot of our drama classes. We do a whole range of drama and improv classes. Preparing things for the new build. That's always on the weekly
list. There's just a lot on, I think.
A lot on, yep. Got a primary school tour coming up that we're organized for.
Oh,
absolutely
fun.
We'll have to talk about that sometime.
What show do you take on the road for that?
Well, a different show, generally a different show each year.
We
like to cover like to make sure we cover a cultural aspect. This one is called Matatihi, Maya's Journey of Bravery, which encompasses a lot of kind of traditional local stories. Wrapped up in a easy to access for younger people adventure. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. The Court Theatre, always going above and beyond. Ben, one more time, thank you for joining me this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you.